What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Why the Jews Want You to Eat the Bugs. Now, before we continue in the video, guys, as you guys can see, this area over here has really been nicely done. As you guys know, I went to Cancun and even Merida over the past 2 months to get filler done in here, okay? I went to one doctor in Cancun twice. He did a good job on this area, but this area over here wasn't good enough. It still looked like somebody took a knife and went like this with a knife. So I went to another doctor in Merida, and he was more experienced, and he used hydraulic acid or something of that sort. Again, I'm not a doctor, so it was something hydraulic acid, and he said that would be better for me. So if you guys take notice, man, if you guys watch my videos before June versus today, you will see that this area over here is hella better than how it was just 100 days ago. All this thanks to Lux Maxin in Mexico. Now, you can go to Cancun. It's a little bit pricey. I mean, Cancun is half as cheap as America. Merida is even cheaper than Cancun. For example, one syringe of Juvederm is $350 in Cancun. In Merida, it's $250. So if any of you guys wanted to get like buttocks, fillers, shit like that, you go to Merida. Merida's only 4 hours away from Cancun. You can take the ADU bus one way, or you can rent a car. But if you wanted to stay in Mexico for a week or two, and you wanted to get like all sorts of cosmetic surgery done on your face, go to Merida over Cancun. And Cancun is like probably like 40% cheaper than America. In fact, I'm gonna be going back to Cancun soon and to do laser resurfacing. You know, if you guys look at my face, I have a lot of wrinkles. I got a lot of spots over here. My face looks like the face of like a 60-year-old man, okay? That's because I have a lot of sun damage. So in Cancun, God willing, we're gonna do laser resurfacing. You know, maybe it'll take like fucking 20 years off of my face, hopefully. I'm also gonna straighten my hair with the Japanese straightening before I go to Cancun. So in about 2 weeks from now, guys, God willing, you should see me going up like, you know, maybe a point and a half, 2 points in the SMV scale in about 2 weeks from now. Anyways, going back to the point of the video, why the Jews want you to eat the bugs. All right, guys, if you go on Google and you type in prohibition eating bugs in the Torah. In the Torah, guys, it is illegal for us Jews to eat bugs, okay? Insects we are not allowed to eat because they are creepy, nasty crawlers, okay? You guys need to understand something about Jews, okay? The core difference between Muslim and Jews, okay? You see, as a Muslim, I tell you all the time, don't drink the alcohol, don't eat the pork, don't get involved in usury, aka riba, aka interest. But the Jews, they do the exact opposite, okay? You see, the Jews, they want you to do everything wrong and bad because they want to mislead you, okay? Muslims, on the other hand, say what you want to say about Muslims, but Muslims, when they tell you, oh, brother, don't eat the pork, don't drink the alcohol, you know, don't go into that bit on based on usury, interest, shit like that, the Muslims actually want to do you good Jews, on the other hand, they want to harm you by having you do what's wrong and bad. You see, it's as if the Jews took the Torah, they highlighted what not to do, and they're making you go yim, do it, and what you're supposed to do, they are telling you go yim, don't do that. See, this is why the Jews want you to become faggot trannies, they want you to become homosexuals, they want you to become transformers and cut off your genitalia at like the age of 4 or 5 years old. They're doing everything to cause corruption. You see, God tells us the problem with the Jews is that the Jews see other Jews doing evil and they are okay with it, okay? They don't call other Jews out. Now, I call other Jews out all the time, as you guys know. Brother Nathaniel, also a fellow Jew, he calls out dirty Jews all the time. In fact, I am mirroring Brother Nathaniel's channel here on MGTOW TV. So if you guys are on MGTOW TV, sub to Brother Nathaniel. You know, he is a Jew who accepted the Christian religion. Guys, you need to understand, man. Islam, Christianity, Judaism, it comes from the same God. It's really the bloodlines and the lineage that matter. It's as if people know I'm making a video, man. Every time I make a video, somebody has to call me, man. It's like, wow. It's like the universe knows I'm making a fucking video, man. It's really amazing. I mean, guys, there are times where I go a whole day not receiving a phone call. You know, a whole day I don't receive a phone call, but the second I do a video, especially when I'm like a good 7-10 minutes inside the video, I get a fucking phone call that ruins everything, man. It's like, that's weird how the universe works. Anyways, going back to what I was saying about the Jews perverting religion, okay? The Jews, they want you to do what's wrong and bad because they want you to be misguided. They will ultimately want you to be destroyed, okay? There's a book out there called Chariots of the Gods, okay? Chariot of the Gods, okay? The Jews do not believe in one God. You see, there is one God. That is the God of Abraham, the God of Israel. One God. The Jews do not believe in one God. The Jews believe in multiple gods. And not only do the Jews believe in multiple gods, they actually believe that they themselves can become gods. Okay? You see, somebody uploaded a video on MGTOW TV a couple of months ago. It was about this Jewish guy. I forgot his name, but he said the God of the Jews is Satan. You see, Jews believe that Satan is the good God, while the God of Abraham is the bad God, okay? And not only that, the Jews genuinely believe they can become gods on earth. This is why they want you to eat the bugs, live in the pods, and you'll be happy. Now, here's what you guys need to understand, okay? God in the Quran said, those who live like Pharaoh will go down like Pharaoh. You see, Pharaoh said, I am your God most high. Ana lahakum al-a'la. I am your God most high. So, Pharaoh, he put himself on the same level as God. So what did God tell us Jews, or Israelites, I should say, because we were not even Jews at that point. We were just Israelites, okay? And again, Israelite is a lineage, okay? The Israelite lineage, it includes Jesus, King David, me. It doesn't include Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, and 80% of the fake Jews out there, okay? So, what did God tell us when Pharaoh said, I am your God most high? Did he tell us, hey, go fight Pharaoh? No, he told us, get the fuck out of Egypt. because this is gonna be me between me and Pharaoh, okay? This is where we are in 2022 going into 2023, guys, you know? The showdown is going to be between these fake Jews like Loserberg and George Soros versus God himself. So, you and I, we are not part of the story. It's kind of like when the motorcycle gangs go to a bar to fight one another. You know, I did some research about motorcycle gangs, and when the motorcycle gangs go to a bar to fight one another, for example, let's say motorcycle gang A wants to fight motorcycle gang B, they go to a bar and they tell everybody in the bar who has nothing to do with the gangs to get the fuck out of the bar, and then they like lock the bar door and they end up, you know, beating up one another, okay? This is how God will do when it comes to these fake wannabe gods like Loserberg and George Soros, okay? So you and I, we have to leave, okay? There is no taking back the West. The West will die, okay? All of you guys out there who think, we can take back America, we can get them in 2024, after the midterm elections that are happening in a couple of weeks from now, we're gonna get our country back. Nope. The West is gonna get Nagasaki, Hiroshima'd by God. Period. There's nothing you and I can do about it. And quite frankly, it's about high time for Western civilization to go the way of the dodo board, okay? You guys need to understand, man. There's really nothing special about Western civilization. God destroyed previous civilizations that were better than us. Guys, I know a lot of these people tell you, this is the greatest time in the history of man. No, there were better times for the history of man than the current time we are in. It's just that God, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, them so bad that all you see is ruins. You look at Egypt, man. We still have the pyramids in Egypt. Egypt was a great advanced civilization. What's left of Egypt? Pyramids and some ruins here and there. Guys, you know, maybe 100 years from now, 200 years from now, people are gonna pass by the White House and they're gonna say, hey, I think there was a mighty civilization here at some time. I mean, look at Rome, man. Rome, you got some monuments from, you got some ruins from Rome. You have, you know, the Colosseum, you know, most of it is still there. See, once God destroys a civilization, that civilization never ever goes back to its former glory. Is Egypt today anywhere near the Egypt of 4,000 years ago? Nope. Is Rome today anywhere near what it was 2,000 years ago? Nope. You see, when God decides to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, the West, in particular America, we will never ever go back to being what we are today. So, the $1 trillion question you guys have to be asking yourself, if this war is going to be between Mark Zuckerberg and God, what do we do then? What have I been telling you for the past couple of years, guys? Past couple of years, okay? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. As you guys know, I went to Mexico, I went to San Cristobal, 7,000 feet up in the mountains. I loved it. However, after my run-in with the cartel and getting robbed in Mexico, if you haven't seen the video, it's like two or three videos before this video. Guys, Mexico is a powder keg waiting to go off. The second America loses its power, the federales are gonna round us all up and shake us down for bribe money. The second the Mexican white Mexican government loses its power, the cartel is gonna kidnap us and murder us. So I don't think Mexico is a safe place for us when shit hits the fan. I mean, if Biden does something crazy like you have to take the vaccine or I'm gonna kill you or I'm gonna draft you so you can go die for dirty Jews, then yes, I think Mexico temporarily will be a good refuge for us. But in the long run, guys, I don't think Mexico is a permanent long-term solution for us for as refugees, because like I said, you know, anytime shit hits a fan in Mexico or if America loses its power, Mexico will turn on us like this, man. Okay, so Mexico is only good for, let me have a temp solution until I can figure out where I can go long term when Joe Biden finally goes off the deep end, as if he already didn't. So you and I, guys, have got to leave the West, okay? You see, a lot of people out there, man, they're disillusioned, you know? You wanna know the problem with the Goyim? The real problem? The real problem with the Goyim is that they don't wanna admit it's the Jews, okay? You look at Alex Jones, you look at Tim Pool. None of these Goyim wanna admit to the fact that the problem, everything wrong and bad in the world is because of Jews, okay? The war in Ukraine, that dirty Jew Zelensky, he's in charge of Ukraine. In fact, NATO has spent over $8 trillion supporting Ukraine. Let me tell you something, guys. All that money that's being laundered into Ukraine, that money is not going to Ukraine to help the Ukrainian military. It's not going to help poor, hot, blue-eyed, blonde, white Ukrainian women who are refugees in Moldova, for example. That money is being laundered to the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein been saying for the past couple of decades, we went from Pax Britannica, Pax Americana, now we are going to Pax Judaica, okay? When we went from the British Empire to the American Empire, there was World War II that pretty much devastated financially the British. Now we need World War III so we can go from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica. Okay, this is why all these American politicians are like, oh, we gotta support Ukraine, we gotta support Ukraine, we gotta give them our money. They are money laundering your hard-earned tax money so they can take that money, put it in their Zionist bank account. You guys need to understand something, okay? The Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, they will not deport anybody who was involved in a financial crime. Let me say that one more time. The Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, will not send back somebody who is wanted in another country on financial crimes. Have you guys heard of the Tinder swindler? That guy who scammed women out of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars? When he was found out, guess where he went? He went to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. And guess what? The Zionists were like, yeah, we're not gonna deport him. Yeah, sure, he's wanted for financial crimes, but you know what? We're not gonna deport him. So all you people who've been scammed by this dirty Jew, go pound sand. This is what you Goyim have to understand. Nasty Pelosi, all the top people in the US government who are supporting Ukraine, they are sending your hard-earned tax money into their Zionist bank account. Even if a new administration comes by later on and says, hey man, Nancy Pelosi was taking our tax money, laundering it through that dirty Jew Zelensky, putting it into their bank accounts in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, these people are criminals. Let's prosecute them. The Zionist state is going to be like, sorry, we can't send them back. Damn, I'm getting another phone call. Oh, Lord. Two phone calls in one video. I don't get two phone calls in a whole day, yet I get two phone calls in one video. It's amazing, man. It's like the universe knows you're doing a video and it wants to fuck with you, man. You know, whenever I go fishing, I catch catfish. It's like, come on, universe. You know I'm fishing. Give me a fucking redfish, bluefish, snook, not fucking catfish, you know. Anyways, so right now, Ugoyim are getting scammed by the Jews upside down, left and right, all day, every day. The Jews are scamming you to your face. Who is in charge of the CDC that shut down America, forced you to take a vaccine and wear a mask? Jews are in charge of the CDC. Who is in charge of the Federal Reserve that is responsible for inflation and gas going up? It's the Jews, okay? The Jews are responsible for everything wrong and bad in the world. And yet you have goyim like Tim Pool, Alex Jones, saying the globalists. No, man. The Jews are responsible for everything wrong and bad in the world. Anybody who says, no, it's not the Jews, it's a cop, okay? If you don't come out and say what Brother Nathaniel says, if you don't say what Sheikh Imran Hussein says, if you don't say what Amr Mitwali say, it's the Jews. If you don't say it's the Jews, then you are coping. That's all there is to it. You are coping. If you think, oh, the globalist, oh, Biden, oh, Nancy Pelosi, oh, Mitch McConnell, you are coping. It's the Jews who are responsible for everything wrong and bad. And coincidentally, this is why God has to Nagasaki Hiroshima, Western civilization, because the goyim are not coming out saying it's the Jews, even though they damn well know it's the Jews. So, you goyim are more scared of the Jews than you are scared of God. So God is going to be like, oh, you fear Mark Zuckerberg more than me? You fear Susan Wojcicki, who's going to delete your YouTube channel, more than me? All right. Then you're going to go down with the Jews. In the Quran, it says, Abadi Salahun Yurithu al-Ard. My slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth. Okay? The Jews, they lie and they say the meek shall inherit the earth. What does meek mean? Meek means I'm a victim. I am downtrodden. I am poor. Give me money, right? How many men were divorce raped by evil wives who would go to the court system, get in front of the judge, and they would cry, I'm the victim. He hit me. He beat me. When in reality, that woman is a fucking criminal, right? This is how Jews operate. The Jews always say we are the oppressed, we are the victims, give us money, give us food, give us land, but the reality, the Jews are the biggest tyrants on the face of the planet, okay? You see, King David and his son King Solomon, they were the strongest kings in the history of mankind. Were they meek? Hell no, they weren't. they were of the Salihun. So can you be righteous and be King David, King Solomon? Abso-freaking-lutely, okay? Just because you are righteous does not mean you are oppressed and a victim. If anything, it's the damn opposite, because King David, King Solomon, they are not oppressed. They are not the victims. And even if they were, they will go out there and they will become king of the jungle, okay? So, when we, the Salihun, inherit the earth, the Jews are going to be exterminated. You see, the Prophet Muhammad tells us, the end times will not happen until the Jews are exterminated. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad went on to continue and said that the rocks and the trees are going to say, oh, faithful follower of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and kill him. Will stones and trees talk? No, of course not. This is just God's way of telling us that the Jews are gonna be slaughtered when end of the world is coming upon us, okay? So, when will the Jews be exterminated? That's the question you guys are asking, okay? You know, I had an acting teacher out in LA. He always used to say, there's always time for naked time, just not now, okay? Guys, there's always time to go all Prophet Muhammad on the Jews, just not now. Let me say that one more time. There's always time to exterminate the Jews, just not now. Okay? You have to understand, guys. Sabrun Jamil. Patience is beautiful. You guys know who said Sabrun Jamil, aka patience is beautiful? Israel. The real Israel. The real Israel is a human being named Jacob, okay? Never ever was there a country called Israel. There's a lineage that includes King David, Solomon, Jesus, and me. It doesn't include Loserberg and George Soros and that Zionist hoe working at YouTube, Susan, okay? So, Sabrun Jamil, patience is beautiful. Until God destroys Western civilization like he destroyed Pharaoh, what you and I need to do is that we need to, one, practice patience, and number two, get the hell out of Western civilization, okay? If you cannot go to a different country altogether, go live in Alaska, go live up in the mountains, go live away from it all. Again, Islam tells us this time what you need to do, okay? You see, between now and Ulama Ba is the world to come. Now, according to the Jews, the dirty Jews, Ulama Ba is the world to come under Satan, okay? You ask the Jews, who is Moshiach, who is the Messiah? They'll tell you anybody but the Son of Mary, okay? Now, in Islam, Ulama Ba, the world to come, is under the command of the Son of Mary. That's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better. So, from the current world order we are in until the return of the Son of Mary, this period right here, there's going to be a lot of famine, a lot of destruction, a lot of wars, okay? So, the period between now and the return of the Son of Mary, the Prophet Muhammad said, Harj, Harj. Harj in the Ethiopian language means a lot of death, okay? There's going to be billions and billions of people are going to die between now and the return of the Son of Mary. We are already seeing people dying from the vaccine, okay? There, you know, here in our Muslim community, guys, a lot of Muslims are getting sick. Why? They took the vaccine, you know? I got sick in Mexico for a day or two, and I was fine and dandy like cotton candy, okay? But a lot of these people who took the Scamarona vaccine because they have AIDS, didn't I tell you guys for fucking 2 years that if you take this... I made a video titled, Congratulations, COVIDiots, you now have AIDS. Didn't I tell you guys for over 2 years that the Jews are gonna give you fucking AIDS, right? AIDS stands for autoimmune deficiency syndrome, okay? Your immune system has been compromised. You are now immunocompromised by this Scamarona vaccine. So now a cold that somebody like me, Amar Mitwal, you will sneeze, blow his nose, and 2-3 days later, he's fine and dandy like cotton candy. Well, guess what? That same cold can end up killing you, the goyim. Now we are seeing perfectly healthy people, they're just dropping dead. Walking, they're jogging in a park, boom, dead. You know, they get the common cold, boom, they're dead. Right? You see, once you goyim realize that the Jews are behind everything wrong and bad, that's when the extermination of the Jews will happen. But I'm telling you guys, the extermination of the Jews will not happen until God destroys Western civilization. So, from now until the return of the Son of Mary, you need to practice patience and you need to go live up in the mountains where it rains with your flock of sheep away from it all. This is what you guys need to do. Don't talk to normies. Don't try to use logic and reason with women. Right now, mind your own motherfucking business. A Better Bachelor is going to build a retreat for men. I think there's a competition with Hairy Razors or something where if Better Bachelor wins by having the most sales come from his referrer, he's gonna get $250,000. And I think Better Bachelor is still in the number one position, and that competition is gonna go to the end of the month. So we have like 2 weeks and Better Bachelor is winning. So for you guys out there, if you wanna buy razors, go through Better Bachelor's link to buy Hairy Razors. That way we make sure Better Bachelor gets the $250,000, because I, Amar Mitwali, I fully trust Better Bachelor will use that money, that $250,000 money, for the greater good of the manosphere, okay, guys? You know, I seldom endorse people flat out like that, but I trust and believe that Better Bachelor will use the $250,000 for the greater good of the manosphere. So if you guys want to buy razors or you just want to make sure Better Bachelor wins, use his promo link. Go to any of his videos. I'm cloning his channel on MGTOW TV. So if you see a Better Bachelor video, look in the link description where it says, hey, buy this from Harry's Razors. Buy Hairy Razors from the Better Bachelor link. Make sure Better Bachelor wins the competition. Right now, he's still number one. We don't know how far ahead he is, you know. He might be ahead by 1,000,000 points. He might be ahead by 10 points. We will not know until the end of the competition, which is like, what, 2 weeks from now? So support Better Bachelor. Get the razors from Hairy Razors using Better Bachelor's link. So what you men need is that you genuinely need a fucking retreat away from it all. I think Better Bachelor is making his retreat maybe in Tennessee. I've been to Tennessee. I like Tennessee. You know, even though Tennessee may not have high mountains, I think Tennessee does have high mountains. I mean, after all, they have the freaking Smoky Mountains. You know, Tennessee may not be a bad place for a men's retreat. If you guys remember, I went to Tennessee and I swam in a waterfall in Tennessee. So Tennessee may not be a bad place for us to ride out this trial of tribulations. You know, Christianity says, you know, this period of tribulation is going to last 7 years. You know, the Jews are always harping about 2030. Well, guess what? 2023 is going to happen in a couple of months. So from 2023 until 2030, bad things will happen. You guys out there need to understand something, okay? From 2023, which is a couple of months from now, until 2030, bad things will happen, okay? So for the next 7 years, prepare for 7 years of hard times. Guys, where I'm at in small town USA, I went to Walmart yesterday to buy food. Not only did food go up in prices, but entire shelves were empty of food, okay? The gas stations, some of the gas stations we have here, some of them, they don't even have gas anymore, okay? So it's not even 2023, we are already seeing food and gas shortages. Imagine what's going to happen in 2024, 2025, 2027. Guys, you need to understand, you guys need to take this shit seriously. For the next 7 to 8 years, things will only get worse and worse and worse, and things will not start to get better until the Son of Mary returns and the Jews are exterminated. And again, I cannot stress this enough. The Jews will not be exterminated until Western civilization is destroyed. So as long as we have the Zionist-controlled U.S. government, patience, and getting the fuck out of the country. If you can't get the fuck out of the country, go live high up in the mountains where it rains with your flocks. Okay, guys? Until Western civilization is destroyed and the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, comes back, your job is stay away from normies. Do not talk to normies. Get your money right. Get the fuck out of the West. And again, if you have to go to Tennessee, Alaska, fucking do that, okay? Fuck hot bitches. Guys, you need to understand, man. It's your right and my right as a man to fuck hot bitches, okay? So, and one last thing before I turn this video off. My job, Amir Metwali, is to save the Jews. Listen, the Jews will be exterminated whether I like it or not, whether you like it or not. When Islam tells us something is gonna happen, it's gonna happen whether we like it or not. The Jews are going to be exterminated in a post-Western civilization world. So my job, Amr, I want to save all the Jews from being exterminated. If you are a Jew who's good at heart, you gotta do what Brother Nathaniel did. Let me say that one more time. If you are a good Jew at heart, you gotta do what Brother Nathaniel did. Call out the dirty Jews and say, I have nothing to do with these people. Trust and believe, when it comes time to exterminate the Jews, ain't nobody gonna go after Brother Nathaniel, because Brother Nathaniel, A, called out the dirty Jews, and secondly, he has distanced himself from the dirty Jews. He has nothing to do with the dirty Jews, okay? This is same thing here, guys. I call out dirty Jews all the time, you guys know that for a fact, and I tell you all the time, I have nothing to do with Loserberg, George Soros, Suzanne, Janet Yellen, Rachel Walensky, the head of the CDC that made us all take the vaccines and wear masks, you know. So, and I cannot stress this enough, guys. Those who go up against God will get destroyed like Pharaoh, okay? You and I, we are not ordered to fight by God. Let me say that one last time. You and I are not ordered to fight by God. In fact, God orders us to mind our own damn business, practice patience, and live high up in the mountains where it rains with our flock of sheep, okay? In fact, Islam tells us the time we are living in, break your sword, cut the string of your bow and arrow, okay? We are not ordered to fight by God. Western civilization, under the command of their Zionist masters, they want to play gods. So now the real God, like a motorcycle gang, he's like, all right, everybody in this motherfucking bar who has nothing to do with this motorcycle gang shit, get the fuck out. This is what you and I need to do. We need to get the fuck out of this Zionist controlled system, because trust and believe, God is gonna Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Western civilization, okay? Now, it might happen by 2030, it might happen before that, it may happen after that. I'm not God, but all I know is starting in 2023, you guys need to get the fuck out of Western civilization. If you cannot leave Western civilization altogether, go to Tennessee, go to Alaska. Okay, personally, I think Afghanistan is still our best bet. Guys, if the ticket to Afghanistan was like $400, maybe $500, not $1,500, honestly, I'd be in Afghanistan right now if the tickets weren't so damn pricey. So I still think Afghanistan is our best bet, you know? I mean, like TFM and Terrence Pop said, goat herders defeated the US military after 20 plus years, man. How many trillions of dollars did we lose in Afghanistan, right? We left behind $80 billion of war machinery in Afghanistan. This is just God's way of saying, hey, you might be the mightiest in the world, but if I want you to lose, you're gonna lose no matter what. The Taliban are proof, okay, guys? For all of you guys out there who are like, how are we going to defeat the U.S. government? I mean, Biden threatened us that we have aircraft carriers and we have bomber jets. Listen, man. Victory comes from God and only God. If God wants the mightiest army on the face of the planet to lose and a bunch of sandal-wearing goat fuckers to win, then that is what's going to happen. So when Biden comes out and he threatens the American people, hey man, good for you, bro, but if God doesn't want you to win, ain't nothing you can do to win. So I think right now, right here, I even made a video telling you the Taliban are America's real heroes. The Taliban are proof, guys, that if God wants the mightiest empire to get punched in the nose, it's gonna get punched in the nose, whether they like it or not. So this is why I think that Afghanistan is our best bet. And again, if the ticket was $400 or $500, not $1,500, I'd be in Afghanistan right now rather than Mexico. And for me, Amr Metwali, Mexico is really for medical stuff, looks maxing. I may go to like Guadalajara, Mexico City, San Miguel, just to look in at central and northern Mexico, but I don't think Mexico is the safe space I thought it would be for us as refugees when shit hits the fan in America. As a temporary place, Mexico will work, but long term, Mexico is a powder keg. I'll be making a video about that later on. So, yeah, guys, that's my video for you, man. The Jews want you to eat the bugs because they're perverting the Torah. And again, there's an old saying in the Jewish world: what's good for the Jew is bad for the goy, and what's bad for the goy is good for the Jew. So, it's bad for the goy to eat bugs. It's good for the Jew not to eat bugs, okay? So while all of you goyim out there, you're eating crickets and cockroaches, the Jews are gonna be eating filet mignon, alright? That's my video for you today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I cannot stress this enough. From now until the return of Mary, following the Nagasaki Hiroshima of Western civilization by none other than the God of Abraham, your job, my job, is simply that of patience and getting away from it all. All right, guys, I'm going to see you in the next video. Take care and peace out.